This is MSO NewsSports.com. We are joined by Swamp Scott, first-year head football coach, Bob Serino. And Bob, welcome to MSO NewsSports.com.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what's the difference from being an assistant coach to becoming the head coach?
A lot of headaches. So basically, I've been getting help from Coach Dombowski throughout the offseason, but I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I really didn't think it was going to be this many responsibilities. But obviously, we all got to step up. All my assistants have stepped up, and they're all former players for the most part, or former players from the Northeast Conference. And basically, they've taken a load off of me by all the assistants stepping up. So it's been pretty good.
Well, while you're talking about assistants, why don't we like to do this at least once or twice a year. Tell me, who are your assistant coaches this year?
Well, we'll start out with the quarterback coaches. We got two past players that played in the Super Bowl in 2004, Coach Lozano and Coach Cochran. We have Coach Shonio that actually was a running back in the Super Bowl in 2007, is coaching the running backs. We have my son, Coach Serino, that's coaching the wideouts. I'll stay with the O-line. The defense side of the ball, we have Coach Bush back for his sixth season. We have Coach Tobias with the D-line that's in his 13th season. And we have Coach Burgos that actually just came over from Danvers. He just graduated from UNH. He'll be coaching the linebackers with Coach Fields that's been – he coached for Steve Dombowski about 5 years ago, and he was in one of the Super Bowls also.
Well, this division that you're in, that NEC South or NEC Small, whatever you want to call it, looks like it's going to be a pretty tough one this year.
Yes. It seems to me that they're getting with the enrollment. It seems to me that our enrollment keeps going lower and lower, but, you know, enrollment is one thing and talent level is another thing. So, as any team in the conference, your talent level goes up and down like a roller coaster. We have a very young team. We graduated like 22 seniors. We have about 10 or 11 right now. We have a very young class that's actually, we have about 23 sophomores on the class, in the class. So we're hoping our seniors can be true leaders to the younger kids. And, you know, we can do something from there.
Are there any changes in the offensive style or philosophy of Swamp Scott football from Coach Dombowski to Coach Serino here for this year?
Yeah, we were looking into basically running a little wing T formation, and we're going to run the spread as we did before, but we're looking to hopefully keep the ball out of the defensive hands. So, you know, we've been putting some wing T that I coached with some of these coaches in the Swamp Scott Midget A's, as in Pop Warner. So we're bringing that back a little bit.
Okay, Coach, how about some names of some of your players that you're going to be counting on this year for some roles? I know things aren't necessarily all set, but, I mean, a few things are probably falling into place, or at least you have a pretty good idea on a handful of positions. So who are you going to be counting on this year?
Well, we're going to be counting on, we have a good battle at quarterback right now, Leo Weil, which was a starting safety last year, and he's actually stepped up and trying to play quarterback, but, you know, he'll be our safety this year again for a second-year starter. And then we have Colin Frary that's actually battling with him, that's a close second at quarterback. We have another young running back that's actually stepped up also, but returning, we have Dante Ceccarelli at wideout and defensive end. He's actually a force. He's, I think, 6'3", 210. Our other returning player, the only returning player on the line, is another captain, Themo Lakalopoulos, and he's my center. He's the only returning lineman on the field. Other than that, everybody else is battling for all the positions that the 22 seniors that actually have vacated the team.
It's funny. I've done a few interviews with coaches already, Coach Serino, and it seems like everyone I've talked to have lost so many seniors off their teams from last year, and you guys appear to be no difference. Usually you lose some, and you lose important people, but you know, it seems like a lot of teams are really devastated with high graduation rates. Anything else, Coach, about this first week of practice, which is pretty much in the books here for Swampscott?
Well, you just commented on you know, all the seniors leaving, and I actually, it's very, very, I'm very excited because all these young kids that are coming in and the kids that didn't play last year too much because of the seniors are really acting like sponges, and they're actually just want to be coached, and I'm really, really excited with the off season and the first week of practice on how these kids are actually responding to the coaching, because, you know, they're being coached right now and actually they're just taking it in. And for last year's seniors, it was just basically, you know, some of them thought they knew it, and, you know, some of them were coached already, and these kids just want to learn and get better and fight for their positions on the field. But basically this week has flew by. And right now we have, today we're going to do a single, tomorrow we're going to do another double, and these kids, all we're doing is the base offense right now. We're not giving them a big load. We're going to do the base package of the spread and the base package of the wing tee, and, you know, we'll go from there.
What about scrimmages coming up?
We have one scrimmage set up. That'll be the 12th. And it's against Hamilton Wynnum. We scrimmage them every year. We're actually going to go up to their place, and, you know, it's a very, very, very good scrimmage this year. The coach actually told us that he's got a cookout prepared for after the scrimmage, so I'm actually liking that more than the scrimmage because I just love food.
All right, Coach. Coach Serino, first year at Swampscott High School. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, and good luck with the season.
Yeah. This is MSONewsSports.com.